Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Market View Wrap on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero in the studio with finance presenter JP Ong and joined on the phone by Jeff Howie, market strategist at the SGX. It has been a, I won't say interesting. It's been a wild week, JP.
Ah, new adjective.
Yep, it's been a wild week to go with the wild weather we've been enjoying. We've seen a lot of red. We've seen a lot of green today. To end it, at least for right now, we are up 0.8% to 3,112 points. Holding on to 3,100, that threshold we talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a caveat here. How much longer?
How much longer can we what?
Hold on to 3,100.
Well, that's a question that that's a question only traders and investors on the SGX can actually answer throughout the afternoon session. But so far, we've cleared that 3,100 level with a pretty comfortable margin here. 3,114, as we mentioned, that's 27 points added for the STI. Up 0.9%. Now, you can look at it in one of two ways. On one hand, we're looking at this as an impressive beat for the Straits Times Index because unlike the rest of the region, we're seeing a lot of stocks in the Asia-Pacific actually losing ground. Currently, among the major indices, it's only the STI and the Taiwan Weighted Exchange in Taipei that are actually holding on to decent gains. Everyone else is swimming in the red. We'll get into that just a little bit. But so far, we're seeing the STI getting a pretty decent support. However, we're seeing value turnover and activity a bit more muted than we've seen in recent times. At this junction, only 477. But we're seeing 477 million Singapore dollars in total value turnover. That's less than half in a billion at this particular junction. So perhaps there's just a hint of caution despite traders pushing up some of these blue chips. Across the rest of the broader mainboard and catalyst, there's slightly more losers than gainers also. 214 stocks, REITs and trusts are in the red. That's slightly higher than the 207 that are holding on to gains so far. So you can see, you might argue also that the gains today have a few question marks on them. But nevertheless, we're seeing the STI also rebounding despite the fact that the rest of the region, as we mentioned, is taking a step back. Take a look at the Nikkei 225 today, falling 0.9% to 27,049 points. ASX 200 in Australia also trading slightly in the red. It's not as deep as recent days, but still the Sydney benchmark trading about 2 points lower at 7,462. South Korea's KOSPI today, down by about 0.9%. The losses continue to hit stocks out in Seoul. That benchmark has fallen to 3,070 points. We talked about the TAIEX a while ago, holding on to gains. They've added about 58 points to their register, so up by 0.4% to 16,435 out in Taipei. Mainland Chinese markets once again struggling from more regulatory concerns. We have heard that the China itself is also planning to unveil more, perhaps more regulatory pressures or regulatory, more regulations, that is, to try and correct what they see as some issues, at least with regards to certain sectors, particularly in the tech space. Shanghai today falling 1.7% to 3,406. The Shenzhen Bourse falling by 2.2% today to 14,171. The Hang Seng also looking very deep, looking they're in pretty precarious waters today. The Hang Seng today falling by 2.6%, dropping to 24,663. They're back below that 25,000 level today. And the Hang Seng Tech Index once again getting pummeled by losses today. That benchmark is plunged by 4% to 5,800. There are a handful of concerns. Once again, it does emanate somewhat from the recent release of the Fed's minutes, where more officials actually indicated they might be open to reducing asset purchases by the end of this year. Question marks also about the COVID, about the Delta variant of the coronavirus. There have been new reports that have come out over the last few days that vaccines might actually drop in efficacy in terms of containing that particular strain, thus also raising question marks about the global economic recovery. So what might be keeping Singapore up also is the recent reopening, at least, of some of those travel lanes, at least, with Germany, Brunei, I believe Hong Kong and Macau are also there. And thus also just providing just a little bit of an impetus and also a little bit of a sign that Singapore is still on track to slowly but surely reopen the economy. And this economy that's very much dependent on external trade and also international activity. Look, it's not a lot. You've got only about four nations that qualify for this, but still it's a step in the right direction itself. And so far we're seeing, at least on the STI, that aviation stocks are also doing quite well. I think one of the questions I have right now is that while Singapore Airlines actually reacted positively to this news, they're up by 1.8% to $5.05 a piece. SATS is arguably getting more love than the country's flag carrier. SATS, the ground handler and airline caterer today, sees shares jump by 2.7% to $4.13 per share. Now, a lot of these aviation-linked stocks are having a pretty decent day on the STI and the SGX today, but a bit of a pleasant surprise to see that SATS is actually getting a little bit more favor than some of the others.
We bring Jeff Howie, market strategist for the SGX, into the conversation to give us a reminder slash overview of the entire week that we've had in the news and how it's impacted. Nanofilm was in the news. SPH was in the news. Everyone was in the news.
Everyone
actually
had some time in the spotlight, I guess.
Absolutely. Jeff, it's all yours.
Yeah. Well, SDI is the strongest benchmark across Asia today. And I think JP neatly laid out what we've got here domestically happening, and that obviously having an effect. With components like SATS up 2%. Actually, if you look over the week, we have been quite defensive. We've been the most defensive index across the region after Malaysia and after India. So we've seen a 1.7% decline, but dividends have trimmed that decline to a decline of 1.3%. But clearly, it's the Delta variant making its impact this month in August. The seven-day rolling average of daily global confirmed cases, it's now at around 650,000 confirmed cases a day. So that's up considerably from 360,000 cases a day back in late June. But it's also off that above 800,000 levels that we saw in late April. Now, this is having an impact in a few ways. The impact on potential global demand has seen the price of Brent crude decline something like 13% so far this month, from above $76 a barrel to below $67 a barrel. The price of the SGX TSI iron ore futures has also declined by a fifth. It's declined 21% to, I think, just under $140 per metric ton. The oil and gas services and the iron and steel stocks across the world have in turn really led the decliners across the global markets in Asia to date. So here in Sing, we've got REX and RH Petrogas. They have generated double-digit declines over the past 14 trading sessions. And Fortress Minerals has also generated a double-digit decline, while Southern Alliance Minerals is down some 5%, I think. So all four stocks, they do remain in the green for 2021 year to date, but nonetheless have been impacted by this, weighing of global demand outlook from the Delta variant. Now, on the other hand, your global lodging stocks, your food services and the airline stocks have also weighed this month. So as we said, Singapore Airlines, it's up 8 cents today at $5.04. It's also down around 1% so far for the month of August. It's just some reference points too. I should note that since India's daily cases of the Delta variant really began to regress somewhat at the end of May, you've seen the share price of Singapore Airlines form lows at around the $4.80 mark and highs around the $5.20 mark. So I guess at $5.04, it's at the upper end of its trading range that it has had over the past 4 months or so. But on the hospitality front, while up 16% in the year to date, in the month to date, RUS Hospitality Trust is down 8%. So I guess that exemplifies the impact. Closer to home, Genting Singapore is down 0.6% so far this month. Fraser Hospitality Trust is down 2%. Straco Corporation, I think, is down 1% in the month to date. Ascott Residence is level, but that's predominantly because of a dividend distribution that went ex back on the 3rd of August. But I guess what's happening is also, the other impact of the Delta variant is what really offset the market impact of the hawkish revelation that we had more Fed members going for a tapering in late 2021 than we originally thought has been the signalling from the Fed Reserve ahead of those minutes that has indicated that the Delta variant and its impact on the US labour market comes before tapering. So the same Fed president, the Minneapolis president, who spoke
Neil
on
Kashkari,
Tuesday night. Yeah, Neil Kashkari, that is him. And
yes.
And he, I think, alternate member in 2022, voting member in 2023, he did state 2 weeks ago, made the headline saying that the Delta variant could slow the jobs recovery. And he reiterated those points on Tuesday night, speaking just after the Fed Reserve chair had his town hall. So far in the US, you've got the Delta variant seeing the seven-day rolling average of daily new confirmed COVID-19 cases rising from as low as 13,000 in early July to close to 140,000 a day this week. So what we've seen is the globally defensive stocks in the month to date, they've included the likes of utilities, pharmaceuticals and banks. And therein is another reason for, I guess, the STIs, more defensive performance throughout the region, with the banks up pretty defensive across the world. I think the trio of DBS, OCBC and UOB, they have been mixed in the month to date, with dividend inclusive total returns, I think, for 0.5% for DBS, down 2.8% for OCBC and up 0.7% for UOB. But what it does is bring the average year-to-date total return for our three banks to 21%, which is precisely in line with the Bloomberg World Banks Index.
Okay, now we've just eased a lot of our measures. Up to 50% of the workforce can go back to work. We've opened vaccinated travel lanes with certain countries. Now all eyes are going to look at how this is going to impact or help, depending on the outcome of the SDI in the week to come, in the weeks to come. Which are some of the sectors that are going to benefit from it? Which are some of the sectors that are going to pull back because of these easing? And it's going to be an interesting week ahead. What can we expect?
Well, obviously, the service-orientated stocks stand to gain with the lesser restrictions, but much of that has been built in to the market as well, as we saw ahead of the 18th, ahead of Wednesday, and on Wednesday, when it was confirmed we would move in this direction and have 50% of our workplace back in the office. Obviously, those sectors that are adjacent to that activity obviously had a bump up. They notched up higher, the likes of ComfortDelGro and so forth. So another thing, though, to keep in mind, Clarissa, is that we have a number of Singapore stocks here that are also spread across the region in terms of their businesses. They generate revenue not just in Singapore, or they base their assets not just in Singapore, but across the region. So we've still, obviously, while we've got good news so far at home, there's still an element of caution with everything going on in the world. And even Minister Iswaran did note too, with this new development with Germany and Brunei, that of course we are moving forward with that ear of caution. For instance, the SDI's strongest stock so far this year, Yangtze Jiang Shipbuilding, it's currently, it's up around 5%.